People often wonder what I've learnt since doing this, which I've been doing now, I guess, for the last 14 or 15 months. I started at the start of 2009. You know, I've spoken to a lot of people now and heard a lot of their problems. I've spoken to, you know, people from all different ages and the different sexes. I've spoken to people about their adolescent issues, men about their men's health, couples in regards to their relationships. And this is kind of what I've come up with, which is, I guess, my summary of what I think are the main things that people have been speaking to me about and what I've learnt as well. So in terms of men, the number one reason why they will generally come to me, whether it be the actual reason why they've come to me, they might want to fix it or it might be a sub-issue, is anger management. Anger management is so unbelievably common within men. It just absolutely astounded me. I don't know if this says something about society or not, but it's so prevalent. And I find men just don't have, I guess, that outlet to either express their anger or they're so frustrated with the different areas of their life. And I find that if we can get, you know, the other areas right and getting them to have, a good balance in their lives, then the anger management often takes care of itself. So with the men who've come to me for anger management and just men generally, I find that, you know, doing a bit of a lifestyle audit or a life audit and looking at the different areas of their lives that they want to improve and setting goals around those different areas using smarter goals. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic time frame, and ecological, and the reason for setting the goal is very worthwhile. And I see that most people gain momentum by, you know, the sixth time that they see me. Also, broadly across the spectrum, people becoming to see me talk about anxiety and depression. Everyone these days seem to be anxious or depressed, and the main reason for the anxiety, depression, in my mind, is this overthinking of things. People find it very difficult to live in the moment. They're constantly worrying about what happened in the past or what's going to happen in the future or what people think of them. It's just this relentless internal dialogue that is going on in their mind. And honestly, I believe that this is the source of people's anxiety and depression. And if they can learn to, I guess, turn it off or to focus on the different things in their life, whether it be, you know, as they walking to work, or if they're on the train, or if they're in nature, they can just focus on, you know, the here and now, as Lee Matthews would say, let's control the controllables. Then they'll find that their anxiety, especially anxiety, and to a lesser extent, their depression will reduce and subside. This is why I give people relaxation exercises to do. On a CD, which you can access on the website as well, because just even 10 minutes a day, it just helps us to, you know, get back to the here and now and focus on what we're doing rather than what we think we should be doing in a year, a month, or what we have been doing two, three months ago. So that's really important. And also, the third thing is, I guess, adolescent issues. You know, I see a lot of adolescents between the ages of 13 to 17 years coming to me for a whole raft of reasons, whether it be romantic relationships or whether it be bullying, whether that be cyberbullying or bullying actually in the day-to-day they have to deal with. You know, this period of time is huge in any individual's lives, and this is one of the main reasons why I got into it in the first place, is wanting to work with adolescents between the ages of 13 and 17 years. And you know, getting that right, and I find if we can get this time in people's lives right, then they're on the front foot to make a success in their lives. So yeah, that's quite common as well. And also alcohol and drugs, especially alcohol. I call it functional alcoholism. There's a lot of people who are functional alcoholics, essentially, who are coming to see me. You know, they might be able to hold down a job, but they are binge drinking on a regular basis, and you know, this is affecting their life and also their relationships with their family or their friends, and And I find if we can, you know, just call a spade and, again, you know, go back to what they're wanting from life and doing a bit of a lifestyle audit, and looking at what amount of alcohol intake is acceptable and what they want in their lives, that, you know, this is, you know, it makes a big difference in their life. So, yeah, definitely alcohol and to a lesser extent drugs. But alcohol is the main one. It just amazes me how society goes, nah, he's fine. Well, she's fine. You know, he's had 20 drinks tonight, but yeah, that's all right. He can still hold down a job. But, yeah, these people are crying out for help and definitely, you know, need to be talking to someone about it. So, yeah, they're the main things that I find that people are coming to talk to me about. And, you know, goal setting is really important for all these people. You know, it's amazing. People fail to ask what they actually want in life. People go, I'm anxious, depressed because my life's here. And I ask them, where do you want your life to be? Like, why, you know, concretely, why don't you feel that great? And people often can't tell me because they actually don't know what they want in life. So there's no criteria for, I guess, feeling good or feeling bad or just no criteria generally for their life. So, you know, goal setting is very good, and setting the smarter goals is a good way to start. And also I mentioned the relaxation exercises, but also that reviewing, you know, setting those action plans every week. Just a few simple concrete actions that you want to do from a week to week or even every second week, and this really focuses us, which is what's important, and also helps us, brings us back to what we need to be doing right now, not what we should be doing in a month or a year's time or what we'd like to be doing. And it's through this action that that we're able to turn off, I guess, this overthinking and overanalyzing. And through doing this, I find that you know the anxiety, depression, for example, that a lot of people present with is able to be reduced.